The following program is a presentation of the Fly Pod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are Dee Budd, the principal of the elementary school, and we also have Fred Unsicker, principal at the junior-senior high school. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, Dee, Fred, I welcome you both back to Super Chat. Dee, can you tell our listeners about student registration? Give us the details on this.
Sure. Online registration has already opened up, so you are very welcome to do that online. You do not have to come in to do that. However, there are still some people that would like to come in and in person. So that begins tomorrow from 9 to 4. At the high school, and then also on the 26th from 12 to 7 at the high school. So if you're someone that needs a little bit of help, or you're a new student or the parent of a new student, you can come into the high school on those days and register.
Sure, sure. And registration is really, really key, especially for administration as they do any final last-minute hiring that may be needed. Am I correct?
That is correct. We really like to see what kind of numbers that we're having for sure, so that we can not only just for hiring purposes, but, you know, for curriculum and just preparing classrooms. There's a lot of things that go into knowing, you know, how many kids you're going to have in your building.
Gotcha. You have an upcoming event known as the Parking Lot Picnic. What is the prime purpose of this outing, and when will it take place?
Well, last year, Mr. Unsicker and I started this during open house, because we had high school and elementary on the same day. We came together and we had a cookout in the parking lot, and it went over really well. So we're going to do that again this year for our open house. So our open house is on August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30, and we will again have a tent set up in the parking lot, and Mr. Unsicker and I and other administrators and board members and staff members will be out there cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. And this is all free to our students and parents and community members. So if you want to come up and have a good meal and meet our teachers and see our buildings, it would be a great opportunity.
I think it's a wonderful idea. So this is the second year then, right?
That is correct.
Very cool. And it's a chance for community members to wander on over, right, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if they've not, you know, seen our buildings, they can get in and take a walk through the building.
I really like it. I think it's a home run. Well, Dee, let me ask you this. Your kindergarten orientation is an important part for families and students. When will this take place, and what can parents expect while attending?
Well, our orientation for kindergartners is on August 3rd. We have two sessions, so parents and the kindergartners would choose one session, 8:30 to 11:30, and then the second session is 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And it is very important, Gary, because parents, as well as kids, have a little bit of anxiety on those first days of kindergarten. So it gives both the parents and the students a chance to walk through the building, to meet the teachers. You know, teachers will go through with parents some things that are very important. So it just kind of helps that anxiety part and kind of builds more excitement.
I made a little reference earlier to the last minute hiring that sometimes takes place. But related to this, in your elementary school, you have some newly hired staff members. Can you share the details about each of your new team members?
Sure. We really only hired one general ed teacher, and she was already a title aide in our building. Kayla Bowling is going to now be teaching first grade. She was in our building as a title aide. She is finishing up her teaching degree. She is a Jacksonville grad. She's very excited to start her career in the first grade atmosphere. So we're very excited for Kayla. We also have Chastity Gunner. She is going to be one of our instructional aides. She is also a Jacksonville graduate, and she is also pursuing her teaching degree. We did move an aide. We had an instructional aide that we moved to the art room. So she's now going to be the art teacher, and she is also finishing up her degree, and she's also a Jacksonville grad. So we've got, you know, I was counting, Gary, we've got 19 Jacksonville grads in the elementary building, which is, I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'll say. Wow. Well, we wish each and every one of your new staff members just the best of success in their endeavors as they go about further educating students. A wonderful move. Well, Dee, for communicating important information with your stakeholders, you utilize multiple, I'll call them e-channels. It's electronic pretty much across the board anymore. But can you tell me what families should be watching for on a regular basis?
Sure. We have a kind of a new one this year. It's School Messenger. So you'll be getting some information about that. Also, Facebook is always a place to check out on JCD Parents. At the elementary, we are Dojo classroom people. So people that are in the elementary will have a Dojo app on their phone, and it is also a great communication tool with the school and the teachers and so forth. So there are multiple ways that you can communicate and get information.
Mm-hmm. I have spoken with many schools over the years that use School Messenger, and they've had a lot of success with it. So that's a nice addition, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, Fred, let me turn to you. Earlier, Dee and I talked about student registration. Well, for the high school, is registration on the same dates?
Yes, Gary. We hold it all at the same time in the high school gymnasium. At the high school level, typically it's kids that need to just finish up a schedule that need to come in, or if they're going to pursue Ivy Tech, so Mrs. Caudill can help them get registered properly through Ivy Tech or IU. It's a pretty neat time. If you have any questions with your schedule, to come in ahead of time and get that figured out. If you're new to Jacksonville, it's a great time to come in and wander the building with nobody else in it so that you can kind of at least see the layout of the land, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the idea. It's a great suggestion. Well, do high school students and their families also participate in the parking lot picnic?
They do. I think this is probably the greatest thing Dee and I came up with last year, the parking lot picnic. We had a really good turnout last year. I think it was close to 600 burgers and hot dogs that we cooked. So that was great. And we encouraged the community to come out. The maintenance staff has worked really hard this summer to get both buildings looking incredible. So come out and see their hard work and what the two buildings look like on the inside.
It's a great reason to mosey on over. Well, Fred, at the high school, you conduct what is called Senior Boot Camp. Describe the purpose of this boot camp and what are the particulars our listeners need to know?
I'd be glad to do that. Senior Boot Camp is the brainchild of April Caudill, our guidance counselor, and it's just a way to get kids kick-started for the college planning process, the college application process. There's a lot of technical things they have to do, like loading the transcripts up to different platforms. They have to figure out how to apply for financial aid. She walks them through that. There's financial aid counselors there for the students. Ivy Tech is there, so they can kind of help us walk the kids through what the college application process looks like. There's scholarship committee members there to talk about the various scholarships we have. through Dollars for Scholars and other organizations. It's just a really neat time. The boot camp this year is going to actually be during Wednesday's registration. Typically, it's about 3 hours for the seniors, but it's the best 3 hours they will spend.
Yeah. This whole process of the application for post-secondary, there are a lot of moving parts to this, are there not?
There are, and different colleges have different requirements. So the whole idea of the boot camp is to kind of get the kids thinking about college before March of their senior year, and they're like, oh, I want to go to college. So if you start thinking about it now, it's not as stressful later on.
I agree. Well, like the elementary school, do you at the high school have any newly hired staff there, Fred?
Yes, we do. We have a few. Mr. Blake Sutton, who is a Jacksonville graduate, will now be teaching our biology classes and Project Lead the Way Biomedical Sciences. He's currently in training for those classes right now. He's in a transition to teach program. I'm excited to have Blake on board. Jessica Walls is coming to us from Taiwan. She is a Fulbright scholar, just finishing up her duties there, and we're glad to have her as a member of our English department. And then we just added Mr. Rudy Eckstein, who's going to teach chemistry and physics. He has spent 10 years in the field of chemistry and is coming back to teach. He has a teaching degree, has some teaching experience, but he wants to come back into being a teacher. And then we just added Latasha Rourke as an instructional assistant. Our classroom's looking forward to having her on board. And we do have one position addition, I believe we'll call it. Mr. Paul Stone has been hired as the assistant principal athletic director here at the high school since Mr. Hughes has moved to the elementary as assistant principal.
Mm-hmm. Shifting gears on you here, Fred, you know, as we all know, athletics are an important part of pretty much any high school experience. Can you preview some information regarding your fall athletic programs?
Most of the high school programs are already doing conditioning based on the Indiana High School Athletic Association guidelines. Official practices will start on Monday. They need to make sure if you're going to participate, you need to make sure you have your physical and all your paperwork turned in. The athletic office is in the office from like about 8 to 4 every day. So if you have any questions, they can call them up and they'll answer it for you. Most of the middle school programs will start first full week we come back, so 8-7 on the 7th, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Fred, one additional point I was hoping to ask you about, just a general question, but something related to the junior senior high. Do you have any specific school-wide goals that you are setting for yourself and for your team for this year?
Oh, Gary, that's a good point, because you have to have goals to know which direction you're going. One thing we're going to work on a lot at the junior senior high school is making sure communication is top notch. And we talked a little bit about School Messenger, and I agree with you, Gary. That's a great program. Has a lot of muscle behind it. Can do a lot of really neat things. But we also use EventLink for athletics. We're going to make sure we get every bit of information we can possibly get in the parents' hands. We're going to do that. We're going to attempt to make a bigger social media presence this year. And then as far as inside the classroom, we're going to work on increasing the rigor of our classes. And that's not just making the work harder, but that's making the students think more and think about how they learn best and become a better student on their own. And the last thing we're going to work on is with the modifications to the student handbook. There's some changes in the attendance and the disciplinary policies. I encourage all students and parents to look at our student handbook and call with any questions they have.
Well, D. Fred, excellent information today. Very beneficial for all stakeholders and listeners. I wish you success and good progress in this new academic school year. And I want to thank you both for joining me and coming on the show today here on Super Chat.
Well, I always enjoy being on your show, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank.
And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us. Email us. shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.